Has he got power or what? Project Kirkbride, I looked at your Facebook page, Christian, and already I see that you've got 12 people liking the page and viewing 15 views on it, comments on it. So I'm honored to know you. Thank you for joining us on KFGO.
No, the pleasure's mine. Thanks, Bob.
Christian Van Antwerpen, who has, is it fair to say that you spearheaded this Project Kirkbride?
Yeah, it was kind of an idea I had back in January when they were threatening to demolish the building. Just said, hey, why don't we photograph the whole thing and save it just in case they do? So the idea stuck and Project Kirkbride was born.
You know, obviously, photography is a quote-unquote art form. Was this kind of an art project as well?
It was. The idea was to architecturally save the building as well as to artistically save the building. That's why there are 25 photographers involved in this project.
By the way, how did you come about this? Because you're from Michigan. How did you get wind of this?
Actually, the Fergus Falls complex is what got me into photography. I visited 2 years ago and fell in love with the building. I've been kind of a fan of these types of buildings for the last 2 or 3 years, and when we heard it was threatened a couple of years ago, I made the trip out there, learned how to use a camera, and I haven't stopped since.
Wow. Did you need special permission to document this?
I needed a lot of special permission to document this.
Can you give us a few of the steps?
Yeah, the first step was to convince City Hall to let 25 people they didn't know take over the building for 3 hours. By the way, hats off to the security people from Fergus Falls and our own security people who volunteered to do this project. I couldn't have done it without you guys either. Basically, it was a four-month process of going through and just, you know, getting in touch with city council, getting in touch with the city administrator's office, and just trying to assure them that we're trying to do something cool here. It was really neat to go through the process, but it was also a major challenge.
Everybody's seen it from the outside. What was it like? What were you surprised when? What was the first thing that hit you when you went inside?
Holy cow, how are we going to do this? from the first visit to the second visit, the sheer size of the building is what gets me. It's unbelievable. If you haven't seen this building in person, it just blows your mind. I think after that, the other thing is how uniquely different each section actually is based on when it closed. That is a really unique find as well. You just basically like a stop in time as to where that building was last used. So it's really neat.
So I understand that it was full to capacity at one time in its history. So is what you're telling me is they had closed part of it section by section until it was totally shut down a few years ago?
Yeah, there was a nationwide deinstitutionalization that was happening in the 50s and 60s with the modern advent of drugs for treating the mentally ill. Basically dropped off populations everywhere. Before that, you had World War II spikes that brought, you know, your first instances of post-traumatic stress and so on and so forth that were spiking these buildings beyond capacity. There's pictures out there on the internet of actual patients in the hallways of this building. It was literally pushed to capacity, which is something that's hard to fathom based on its size.
Unbelievable. So where did you start? Right dead center, or did you go from wing to wing?
It was actually each photographer that was involved in this project had a guide with them and another photographer, and it was a ward in a section and a half. So somebody would cover one section of the building and part of another on each floor all the way down. It was basically split it up 25 ways, and that's how you have it.
I would imagine because of the history of this building, you probably had a lot of photographers who wanted to be part of this project.
Yeah, there were. It was a weird timing thing, though, because there was a lot of people that were wanting to get involved in it and then couldn't because of stuff that came up, and that was a continual struggle. You got to plan for a date early enough to get people on board and to start planning for it, but things change, circumstances change, and we were even changing personnel up till the week of the project.
Christian Van Antwerpen is our special guest tonight. We're talking about the Project Kirkbride. the asylum down there in Fergus Falls. Everybody who's driven by I-94 knows what we're talking about. What was it, 500,000 square feet? Is that what I heard? Something like that?
500,000 square feet was a rough estimate. Based on what I've read in documentation, it's closer to 620,000 square feet.
Well, tell us where you started, bottom to top,
Everybody started in a different section, basically from the outside going in and then people from the inside going out on each floor and then the back.
Okay, so I guess the reason I asked that was because I was going to say, did you start up just a certain section like one of the towers, or did you start just bottom and go your way up? And I was just curious about that.
We have we pretty much covered every inch within 3 hours. We had to start simultaneously in different sections.
Man.
So it's kind of basically like the clock starts now, go. And everybody had their entire section they had to cover. So it was basically like the building got swamped in from the outside edges. And one of the first things we did was we posted our, what we call our noon shot, which was the hallway of the section that we were at noon. At that time, so there's 25 different views of the Kirkbride at high noon on May 4, 2013.
Wow. What type of equipment did you use for this then? I know we got a lot of camera buffs out there. What kind of equipment do you use on a project like this?
Pretty much just cameras and tripods. We wanted to make sure that it was an accurate representation of the building at that time. So we basically had to, if we were in a dark area, we had to do long exposures. We didn't add any additional lighting. We didn't use flash photography. It was pretty much straightforward. Get this shot so that it looks great and post it. And what you're seeing on that page is a small, small representation of what's actually there. There's actually right now close to 6,000 images of the building on the actual project, which hasn't been released yet.
It's an amazing project, by the way. I have to tell you, because I've gone through the photos that you have posted, and for me, if I was there downstairs, there were some entrances through the tunnels that were kind of bricked up, and I think my horror movie brain would think some weird things about that. Did you have any? Concerns, I shouldn't say concerns, but big questions about what might be on the other side of that wall?
Not necessarily. I've done a lot of research on these types of buildings, so I'm kind of familiar with what's there. The big concern was making sure that the actual, and this should be a point of clarification, the basement and the tunnel are two different things. And you're going to talk with Gene Schmidt in a moment, but he'll clarify that too. There's the basement and the tunnels. We were not allowed actually in the tunnels because it was in early May and they were flooded. But but basically, to make a long story short, you just kind of, you either have that feeling that there's something there that you shouldn't be getting into, or you're in there to do preservation work. And that's the mindset I think every one of us had.
But I, again, just a question here, but you said that they were flooded. It's obviously a project that is extremely worthwhile to document this. Do you think they might let you back in to get the rest of it?
Well, we've gotten everything that is the building. The part we didn't document was the actual tunnel ways from one section of the building to another. The basement is, in essence, like the tunnel, but it covers the footprint of the entire building. Any of the tunnels that go outside of that footprint, we couldn't use those. So. But we've also documented all the other buildings on that campus as well. It's just that's not part of the actual Project Kirkbride. That's stuff that was there for the photographers and to further enhance the experience for the people looking at the page.
You, as a photographer, how much did you dive back into the history, looking through the pages of whatever history books you might find about the Kirkbride?
Well, my wife can tell you this, that I've become strangely obsessed to the point of crazy for the last year on this whole thing. It's pretty much taken up all my free time, but it's a big project and I think it's worthwhile because these buildings don't get documented positively enough. There's all the ghost stories, there's all the bad things that happen, and the history of mental health is always pockmarked with bad things that have happened throughout history. This is a good place. This is a place that was meant for healing. The building itself was meant for healing, and that's something that is very important to me. So it has become a huge obsession.
It was just kind of funny there. You know, we're talking about this, the Kirkbride Asylum, and you said it was crazy. You were going crazy, or that's just kind of a pun there for a second or two.
Yeah, no pun intended. Right, exactly.
By the way, are you sure you got every inch?
Okay. On that note, I will say this: there was nobody going down the elevator shaft. There was nobody going into places where they might get shocked or electrocuted. And there was, and this is, I will say this on my own behalf, there was a couple areas of the basement. It was just impossible to get the light. So there's a few areas where we didn't, but for the most part, yes, every inch.
You have it on the internet. You have it on Facebook right now. What is the final, the final stage? What are you going to do as far as putting these all together?
Well, the final stage is to put together basically a walkthrough capable, excuse my wording here, to basically put up a floor plan of the building where people can click on any room, any hallway, and be able to see a series of photographs for that room or that hallway or that bathroom or whatever it is that's available. My section was the pictures that I recently posted on that page, and that was just a section of the basement. There's still four more floors above that section, you know, and all the rooms that are associated with that. So it's mind-bogglingly huge. It's taken a year to get to this point, but we're optimistic that we're looking at web developers and getting this thing up here within the next few months.
It's a really a fascinating project, and I just congratulate you on this. There was one other question that was brought up, and I had talked to Gene briefly when I was setting up this interview, but I understand that there is also a cemetery. Did you guys do anything with that too?
We had talked about visiting the cemetery as a part of the project to comprehend the history, but not necessarily have it be part of the photographic aspect of this. There's a humility that I think a lot of us feel there, that this is hallowed ground. People died there. People lived their lives there. But, you know, with the most respect for the people who have, you know, lived and died in that building, we want to respect that. And, you know, and at the same time, it was also May. And in May in Fergus Falls is horrible weather and awfully difficult to walk through fields to get photographs. So we did not do that.
Gotcha. Well, the project, once again, is called Project Kirkbride, KIRKBRIDE, and it's a dash public page where you can take a look at it. And I was lucky enough to be the liked person number 1750 today, which means all of you out there listening in can congratulate me for your next set of photographs that are put up, right?
They're already up.
and
thank you.
That's part of the basement? Center photos? Is that the one I'm looking at right now?
The center section of the basement. That's the basement area underneath the gymnasium, the kitchen, and the dining room.
Okay. And what's the next goal now as far as the number
next
of likes?
The next goal, I don't want to give away too much. I want to keep people interactive, but we've been giving away prints. We've been revealing more photographs, and I'm always going to be revealing more photographs on that page, so it's important that everybody stays tuned to what's happening on that page.
Well, I understand right now, I'm looking at the page right now, we've already jumped to 1814. So what's the next goal?
Yeah.
2,000 then?
I think 2,000 is a nice sounding goal.
Okay. there you go, folks.
But it's totally doable. We're at 1,800. We were at under 1,500 yesterday afternoon.
Oh, wow. Some real nice gains. When did you start this page?
I started this page on the day of the shoot, May 4, 2013.
Oh, okay. So it really has gained some fast momentum then over the last few weeks.
Yeah, the reveal of the section, I think, got a lot of people really excited.
That's cool. Hey, Christian, before I let you go, you know, you talked about that you are delving photography now, but you've set up photography out at where you live, right? You got a studio or something?
Well, I'm actually... my wife does a lot of the wedding stuff. I'm trying to get a little more into that because photographers need to eat too. But I've done a lot of, if you're really into this kind of stuff, I've done a lot of architectural photography, a lot of abandoned photography. You can visit that on Facebook as well. If you want, I can give that link out.
Sure.
It's basically www.facebook.com/Christian Van Antwerpen. CHRISTIANVANANTWERPEN.
And if you need that respelled to you, folks, go ahead and give me a call. I'll be happy to help you out. By the way, when you talk about projects like this, we do have a couple of gentlemen in our building, and there's a website I'd like you to take a peek at. It's called Ghosts of North Dakota. And they
Ghosts of North Dakota.
Yeah, and they go around and they go to some of these towns that no longer exist, but the buildings are still standing there, and they're taking various shots. It's not as extensive as what you've done, but they take some building pictures of buildings and some of the abandoned buildings of some of these towns that no longer exist, except for maybe a sign, on the bank building that might still be there. So it's really a fascinating project. It's called Ghosts of North Dakota.
I will have to check that out. I'll add that to my list of things to check out tonight.
All right. Very good. Christian Van Antwerpen, thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO. It's a fascinating project, and maybe we can touch base again here in the near future when you get up around that 2,000 likes mark, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm free anytime.
All right. Thank you very much.